going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday afternoon. I hope you all are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And we are continuing to ride the high of what the Atlanta Falcons did in the 2025 NFL draft. And even what they did, as Raheem Morris calls it, the eighth round of the NFL draft as well, making a couple of nice undrafted free agent signings. And I don't know anybody else better to talk about it with than our very own insider reporter for 92.9 The Game of the Atlanta Falcons, and that is one Joe Patrick. Joe, how you doing this afternoon? I was about to say morning. I'm so used to being on in the morning.
Right.
I was about to go that direction. How you doing this Sunday afternoon, Joe Patrick?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dylan, especially after, you know, what is seemingly such a successful weekend for the Falcons in this draft. It really feels like the fan base is kind of coming together and galvanizing around these picks, and just feels like an optimistic time right now.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said that, Joe, because before I get into my first question, just to piggyback off that point, I was talking about just that in my first segment. I was like, it's such a different feel from last year with the Michael Penix pick at eighth overall. You talk about, you know, some of the obviously it being a whole shock to everybody, not just Falcons fans, but national media, everybody, that, you know, we picked Michael Penix with the eighth overall pick. So you go from the feeling that was last year, the confusion and, you know, a little bit of the anger and the anxiousness and all that, to this year, to where everybody is just like you said, all on one accord about, yes, this was just what the Falcons needed as far as the 2025 NFL draft goes. So I'm with you,
Dylan. And it's like, you know, I've been in Flowery Branch, media room these last 2 years. And when the Michael Penix Jr. pick was made, like, we were all like ready for that press conference. Like, we could not wait. And, you know, and they came down like very stone faced, Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, into the room and answered tough questions and gave their honest opinions, you know. And listen, I think that in retrospect, those opinions are very well taken, because it looks like the team has a franchise quarterback. But you just knew even going in that they were going to have a much easier time. And then with what ended up occurring with the, you know, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. both in the first round, you knew that it was going to be kind of a celebratory night.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen all smiles, as we usually do. But last year, like you said, it was tough for, you know, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, you know, having to go up and answer some tough questions in front of the media. But, you know, this year, it's been all smiles on the faces of Terry and Raheem, and rightfully so, because it seems like they have hit about just every pick in this year's draft. Joe, I do want to go away from the sunshine and rainbows just for a little bit, because I really just want to go ahead and get this out of the way, because I really only have one question on this matter. And I hate to even bring it up, but at this point, the Falcons have released a statement on it. And, you know, it has come out about the unfortunate prank call that was made from Jax Ulbrich, the son of our defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich. And the only thing I want to ask, I don't want to even get too much into the situation. To me, it is what it is, and, you know, statements have been made and all that put out there. The only question I have for you on this, Joe, do you think there will be any sort of punishment given from the NFL to the Atlanta Falcons?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't think so. I don't know if there's any kind of precedent for this kind of thing, but I think if anything, there would be potentially a fine levied towards Jeff Ulbrich, for like a security breach. But I don't know if that's something that the organization can really be punished for in the form of like sanctions and draft picks. So I don't know, but I would not think so. But I would not be surprised to see some sort of individual punishment for Ulbrich.
Yeah, I would typically agree. Like you said, there was, you know, something about a security breach or something like that. That makes sense. But I'm with you. I hope, and I don't think, just like you said, the Falcons as an organization, like you said, can be punished in any way, shape, or form for this go ahead.
And Dylan, it's worth saying that it feels like the organization, you know, based on what they've said, have, you know, as soon as they found out about it, I think it was obviously pretty embarrassing for them. And it looks like they've done everything possible to try to smooth things over with the Sanders family, including, you know, making contact and with the son who, you know, leaked the information, for him to also apologize individually. So I'd like to give the organization credit for that, even though that's something just ugly. You know, you just don't like to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's obviously, and before we move on, it definitely is a little bit of a black eye or a sore spot on what, like we were just talking about, has been a really great weekend and a great really Thursday last few days for the Falcons when you talk about what they've done in the NFL draft. So kind of a sore spot when you talk about a way to end the draft with this coming out. But at the end of the day, like you said, all kudos to the Atlanta Falcons, because it does seem like as soon as they found out and were made aware of this situation, they have done everything and will continue to do everything they possibly can to make it right. So I did want to just bring that up and ask about the punishment, just because, again, it has been made pretty public and, you know, statements have been made at this point.
Sure.
But moving on, let's get back into the positivity of the draft. And I want to ask you about actually our fourth round pick, Billy Bowman Jr., the defensive back from Oklahoma. So it comes out that, you know, he is going to be playing more nickel, and that's what the Falcons more so envision for him. Joe, what kind of competition do you think that creates when you talk about this defensive back room, when you talk about a D. Alford, when you talk about a Mike Hughes, when you talk about a Clark Phillips? I mean, is Billy Bowman going to be a guy that can, you know, have some say when you talk about who can end up being this nickel corner?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the Falcons deserve so much credit for the creativity they showed in acquiring Bowman a little bit later in the draft than it would have been to go after, say, you know, the Maxwell Harrisons or the Will Johnsons or, you know, any of these other like top, you know, upper tier cornerback prospects that would have been available for them. And the reason why they should get credit for it, why it's creative, is because of the role specifically that they are trying to fill at nickelback. They were never trying to really replace Mike Hughes. Like, they signed Mike Hughes to a new contract to come back and play the outside corner opposite AJ Terrell. You still need a starting caliber player to play nickelback. That is a starter in the NFL. And so one of the hard things to do in trying to find a prospect that can fit that is have the requisite experience to play that position, because it's very different from an outside corner. I mean, think about it. You've got players like on all sides of you now, instead of just being on, having the sideline to protect you. You've got to be physical in run support and know your gaps. And so you need someone who has experience doing that. And that's exactly what Billy Bowman has. 626 snaps in the slot in college. You're looking for like 100 for a potential nickelback. So 600, that's great versatility. 431 snaps lined up inside the box, and he's really quick, and he's not the biggest guy, but you don't necessarily need to be at nickel as long as you're physical and you can tackle well. And we've seen that he's a playmaker in college with double digit interceptions in his career. So I think it's just a great pick by the Falcons team.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And like you said, the creativity is something that we need to talk about as well. Again, seeing a guy for, you know, not just what, you know, his position says when you look him up on ESPN, but knowing what exactly all his skill sets are and just the versatility that he does bring. And speaking of versatility, I want to get into that too, Joe, because when you talked about, and specifically, I think this was during their night, Terry Fontenot, what he was talking about during his night two recap press conference, and wanting these versatile guys that we've seen them brought in. When you talk about Jalen Walker, he's a guy that he could play linebacker. He could come off the edge, which we know Jeff Olbrich wants him to master that edge, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But he's a guy that can be versatile. And when you talk about a guy like Xavier Watts, he can be versatile. Billy Bowman Jr., who we just talked about, can be versatile. I think it really plays into – you can tell that, you know, Jeff Olbrich and, you know, him saying that this is going to be a more versatile defense, you can tell that they really leaned into that in this draft and getting versatile players.
No doubt about it. Versatility and just general athleticism. You know what I'm talking about? Like just like that dynamism, that ability to like track someone down sideline to sideline. If you watch the highlights from these guys, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, they are so good at covering. And I feel like this doesn't kind of like get like talked about enough, but like really covering the flats.
Yes.
Because that's where like a lot of dangerous plays happen in the NFL, whether that's a running back leaking out into that area late and the quarterback being able to kind of flip it to them and them running for extra yards, whether it's the quarterback actually himself getting out in that position and then being able to create plays. And these guys have like long arms. They're obviously very quick. And they just, like, when you go watch their highlights, they just smother those areas. I was actually just watching some highlights of James Pierce Jr., you know, just like quarterbacks thinking they can, like, kind of get the edge on him and at least scramble for some yards. And he's 6'5", and he runs a 4.47. He swallows people up. And so that's been an area for this Falcons team, Dylan, that I feel like has been in the other way, basically, for the last few years. Because they've had guys like James Smith-Williams last year, Calais Campbell, like these are, and not necessarily bad players, but they're just not the most athletic, there's not the greatest athletes at this point in time, especially in comparison to these guys. And in this modern NFL where you've got, you know, these mobile quarterbacks kind of making their way into the pro game, I think that, you know, these are great antidotes to use against them to just match up with athleticism. That's what's exciting about this Falcons defense. It just feels like a young, athletic group again.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so glad you brought up the point about bringing these guys in Jalen Walker and James Pierce. And, I mean, if you want to throw in another offseason acquisition, we can talk about, you know, Divine Diablo and guys like that, just guys who are going to be athletic enough to go get those mobile quarterbacks like a Jaden Daniels. I mean, when you look at, you know, how the Falcons lost that game, I mean, he had 42 rushing yards in overtime alone, 127 in that game, in that, penultimate game for the Falcons in against Washington. So, I mean, that game, that was a big reason. The Falcons not being able to stop mobile quarterbacks was a huge reason the Falcons have struggled against not only the Commanders in that game, but moving forward. Joe, I want to get, while we got just about a minute left, and it is Joe Patrick, our 93.9 The Game Falcons insider and reporter. Make sure you follow him on social media at JAPatrick200 as well. Joe, I do want to ask you quickly about just a couple of these undrafted free agent signings that have seemed to go over well as far as Falcons social media goes. When you talk about Nick Nash, the wide receiver out of San Jose State, and Kobe Bryant, the Kansas cornerback. One, do you feel like these guys have a pretty good chance of maybe making the Falcons roster when it comes to that point? And two, you know, obviously, we're a long way away from it, but, you know, as undrafted free agent signings go, I mean, I know anything's possible, but do you feel pretty good about either one of these guys at some point making an impact for the team?
Yeah, I think both those guys you called out there, Dylan, are probably, I would put them as maybe slightly above 50-50 in order to make the team. These are good quality prospects. And, you know, like Kobe Bryant, for example, was a guy that was getting mocked pretty consistently in, like, third, fourth, fifth round, somewhere in there. So for him to go undrafted and the Falcons be able to pick a guy like him up, that is great for them and just gives them more options to choose from when it comes around. And, you know, even if they don't make the 53 necessarily, practice squad never hurts to have that kind of depth. And Terry said they were going to be aggressive in what he called the eighth round, and he right. certainly proved to be right there.
Exactly right. Joe Patrick, that is our Falcons insider and reporter for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, follow him on social media, on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at JAPatrick200. Joe, thank you so much for the time this afternoon, brother. Thank you.
Hey, anytime. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate you having me on.